Okay, today's daf is Brachas Daf Yutes. Today's daf, again, is sponsored by Zecher Nishmas Menachem Yitzchok Orlinsky, whose yard site is today. Today we're giving Monday's daf, but Menachem Yitzchok Orlinsky, yard site is today. And again, we thank the Orlinsky family for the sponsorship and his neshama and Shavan Aliyah, all the schuyos that he had from his amazing life, and all the Torah that is being learned now should be Le'ili Nishmas Menachem Yitzchok Orlinsky. We got to thank them for the sponsorship. Okay, three lines from the bottom on Daf Yudches Amid Beis. So we're talking about the fascinating issues of, do the Mesim know what's going on b'chayim, in life? How do we get into this? We got into this because we were talking about the mitzvah of tzitzis on Daf Yudches Amid Aleph. We spoke about Loig LaRush a little bit. Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yonasan were walking, and Rabbi Yonasan's tzitzis were dragging, and Rabbi Chiya told him and berated him, how could you do that, right, you're making fun, Loeg LaRush. And then we have the stories on Yud Chesem Abeis relating to the man who went to sleep in the Chassid Echad, who went to sleep in the cemetery on Rosh Hashanah, and Ze'iri, and Avuah Deshmuel, all the different stories. So now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yonasan, who was the one that was surprised about this concept, he himself changed his mind, and he himself assumed, Acher Chazara, that they do know. So, Rabbi Yonasan Hadarbeh, how do you know that? The Amr of Shmuel Ben Achmeini, Amr Rabbi Yonasan, Minayin LeMesim, Shemesaprim Zimzeh. How do we know that the Mesim are Mesaper, talk to each other, Shnei Amar, Vayomer Hashem Elav, Zos Haaretz Asher Nishbati LaAvraham LiYitzchak LiYaakov LeMar. This is the land that I swore, Hashem is talking, this is the land that I swore, all the way at the end of the Torah, this is the land that I swore to give to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Lamar, my Lamar, what is Lamar, what is that word referring to? Amar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaMoshe, Hashem says to Moshe, at the end of the Torah, Leich Emar Lahem, Lamar always means, I'm telling you to tell somebody else. That's Lamar, Vaydavar Hashem, and Moshe Lamar. It's to tell Moshe, to tell Bnei Yisrael. So here too, Moshe's about to die. So who is the Lamar to? So Hashem tells him, tell Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, Lech Amar Lahem, Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, that what? Shvua, Shenishbati Lachem, Kvar Kiyamtia Livneichem. The Shvua that I swore to you, to give Eretz Yisrael, to your children, I have already been Mekayim. Kvar Kiyamtia Livneichem. I have already been Mekayim to your children. What does that mean? Let's just finish the line. And if they don't understand anything, Rashi, Ein Mevinim Klum El Tzara Degufa, if all they understand is that we said before, the Rima, right, going through their bodies, if that's the only thing they understand, so then, Ki Amar Lahu Mai Havi. So what's Moshe going to tell them? They have no idea what's going on anyway. So Elamai the Yadi. Right? So what must it be that they do know? So the Gemara says, if they do know, so why does Moshe have to tell them? Right? Why do they have to tell them if Moshe is going to, if they know anyway, so why does Moshe have to tell them? Lachzuki le tivuzul Moshe. Hakar is that to be machzik tov. They want Moshe. Hashem wants the avos to be able to give Moshe a pat on the back. Shkayach. You know, great job. And therefore, he says, tell them even though they know already. What does it mean, kfar ki yamtiha? I've already been mekayim it. Moshe didn't go into Eretz Yisrael. What do you mean, kfar ki yamtiha? Is it that it's about to happen, but it didn't happen yet? Says the Marsha right here. Maybe this is a reference to two things. Number one, maybe this is allusion to Aver Hayarden, a big topic. Aver Hayarden being a part b'miksas of Eretz Yisrael. Gam shalom nechbisha adayin Eretz Yisrael. Because makom kivan shekfar nechbisha Eretz Sichon va'og shehi mechlal Eretz Yisrael. Number one, v'gam, and also I already showed it to Moshe kibevurish le'el hari ki'ilu kula nechbisha levnehem. The sugya at the beginning of our basra kinyan re'ia, a kinyan through re'ia. So Moshe Rabbeinu saw it, so that somehow is nikne it to Klal Yisrael as well a little bit. So he talks about, relates it to the issue of Eber Hayardin and Yikin Re'iyah. Anyway, that's the Lashon of the Gemara, Kfar Ki Yamtiha Livnechem. Good. Third line. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Kol Mesaper Acharei HaMeis, Ki Ilu Mesaper Acharei HaEven. Anyone who's Mesaper, who talks and mentions something after a person who's Niftar, like sometimes you find poskim who discuss an earlier posek who has already been Niftar, and he kind of the later posting kind of feels bad that he's mentioning something about the earlier posting, and he's arguing because the earlier posting obviously can't answer him and can't argue back. So he says, "Av she'ein meshivin ari la'achamoso." Even though you don't really ask on the lion after he died, that's a preface and introductory note and phrase that sometimes one says when arguing on someone who cannot argue. So, misapar achar ari, la'achar mosa, imashivan achar la'achar mosa. Rabbi Yitzchak says if you argue and you say something after a mace, don't worry about it. It's like you're talking after a stone. I mean, they don't know about it. Kilo misapar achar ya'evan. Ikadamri de lo yadi. Some say because they don't know. Ikadamri de yadi of lo echbazlo. Or they say they do know, but they don't care about it. They know they're in the Olam HaEmes. What do they care about comments being said in the Olam HaSheker? Right? They're in the Olam HaEmes. And something said about them in this world is not going to affect them. Eini, is this really true? V'hamer of Papa Chad Ishtoi Milsa Basidim Har Shmuel. Sometime one person said something about Shmuel. V'nafal Kanya Mitlala. And a stick broke off from a tree. Ubazi La'arnika Demoche. And cracked his skull. Right, and mitzvah from the roof, and cracked his skull. So you see, you know, somehow he says like about Shmuel, and you know he got it. So Shani serving me Rabbana, the Kutcher Brichu Tava Biyikrei. No, that wasn't because of Shmuel. It's because of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu takes care of the ones that are close to him. Right? So therefore, he was able to Kadosh Baruch Hu did it, and that doesn't prove that the Mason no. Amar Bishua Ben Levi, Kalam Asaper Achar Mitasan Shalta Midiach Chachamim Nofel Gehenim. Anyone who's besaper after the mita, after the coffin, literally of a tabra chacham, novo begehenim, shene'emar, v'hamatim al-kal kolosam, yolichem Hashem es po'alei ha'oven, shalom al-Yisrael. That's the phrase. Hashem will take away those who are doing falsehood and oven and sin, shalom al-Yisrael, meaning, afilu b'sha'a she'shalom al-Yisrael, yolichem Hashem es po'alei ha'oven, even at a time of shalom al-Yisrael, still, Hashem will take them away because he spoke after the Talmud Chacham. Interesting, Ha'ara, again, another Marsha. The Marsha says, why does the first phrase talk about HaMesaper Achrei HaMeis, and the second phrase talks about HaMesaper Achar Mitasan Shal Tamidei Chachamim. What's the difference in phrase? So says the Marsha, because Tamidei Chachamim Nikru Chayim, they're not Mesim. So you don't say Achrei HaMeis. You say Achar Mita Shal Talmud Chacham, because they're still alive through their words, through their midos, through their life, and therefore they are not considered dead. We mentioned yesterday in the Parsha Shir over Shabbos that right, the someone who has an effect, Talmud Chacham has an effect even after he dies. Right, that's what one of the pshatim of Din v'cheshbon. What is Din? We have to stand and give a Din v'cheshbon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So one of the pshatim is Din is what we did, and cheshbon is how we affected others. And the positive nature, and obviously the opposite also, that we had afterwards. That's why Tamid Chachamim and Nikru Chayim, because they continued to be alive afterwards. All of the skluyos that continued to accrue to them, even after they died, that is why Tamid Chachamim and Nikru Chayim. Continuing, Tanad Verbi Ishmael, Im Ra'isa Tamid Chacham, Sha'avar Aver Balayla, if somebody sees a Muchzak Tamid Chacham, Al Tahar Acher Bayom, he sees somebody and he seems to have done something wrong, you gotta be Dalakav Schus. The postgame discussed on the Mishnah that there are three categories of Dalakav Schus. There's somebody who is a Muchzak Rasha, someone who's a Muchzak Rasha, one does not have to be Dalakav Schus. He's a Muchzak Rasha. On the other hand, on the other extreme, somebody is a Muchzak Tzaddik, somebody is really, really righteous, not just Tam, a regular everyday person, Muchzak Tzaddik, then you have one of three Dalakav Schus, even if it really looks bad. And then you have the middle approach of, you know, the Beinonim, so you really have to try to be Dalakav Schus unless it looks really, really bad. So we have to try to treat everybody, from our point of view, we have to try to treat everybody like Tzaddikim. Rabbeinu Yonah discusses this in his commentary on Pirkei Avos. So Mitzidenu, as much as we can, we have to try to be Dalakav Schus. But for a Talmud Chacham, we have to go above and beyond. Even though we don't believe in rabbinic infallibility, we believe that there are Tzaddikim, we all make mistakes, even the Tzaddikim. Only the four people, the Gemara says, never sinned. But other than that, even Moshe Rabbeinu, even David HaMelech makes mistakes. So, but that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's job to figure out what the mistakes are. But from our point of view, Al Taharach Rabayom Shema Asad Shuvah. There may be the Shuvah already. Shema Salakadayat Chalavadi Asad Shuvah. We have to assume that they did Shuvah. V'hani Mili B'dvarim Shebegufo. And this is only applies to something that involves only him. Avo B'mamona Ad Mahade Lamare. But if it comes to Dini Mamonis, obviously he has to return what was taken in that case. Good. Again, you have to remember, put this together with the Gemara in Maseches Nida that we had at the end of Nida on Daf Samach Aleph, where the Gemara said that even though there's a concept of Dalak Avschus, there's also a concept of protecting oneself. And therefore, you know, we have to be Kabdeo Vachashdeo. We have to be what? We have to give them, you know, the benefit of the doubt sometimes, but if it means protecting my own assets and protecting my own life, as the Gemara spoke about with Yishmael and it's some Gedalia ben Achikam, who was assassinated because he didn't suspect that his fellow Yishmael would do anything to him. The Gemara faults him for that, because we have to have Dalak HaSchus, but we also have to protecting our own. Okay, once we read the Gemara about Talmidei Chachamim, we're speaking about how we get into this. We got into this from what one is Chayiv, the four steps. What one is Chayiv, B'shas Anidus, B'shas Avelus, to a cemetery, doing mitzvahs in a cemetery. Do the Mesim and the Chayim know what is going on? And one has to be careful what one says about a Mesim, and especially a Talmud Chacham. And once we're talking about a Talmud Chacham, we talk about, in general, Kvod Talmud Chacham. Good. The Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Bechavtal Mekomos, Bezdim and Nadin are covered Arav. In 24 places, Bezdin excommunicates because of Kavod Harav. These are not mentioned. We learned these all in our Mishnah. They're not mentioned in a Mishnah that we have, but the Rambam lists them. We'll go through some of them soon. But Menadin or Kavod Harav. So that's what Reb Shua ben Levi said. Omar Le Rebbe Elazar Hecha. Rebbe Elazar asked him, where is that Mishnah? I don't know that Mishnah that lists off the 24. So Omar Le Lechi Tishkach. Go find it. Duff Nafag. He went out. Duck Vashkach Tlas. He at least found three. He found three. What three? Hamizalzel benetilas yadayim. Someone who is mizalzel, who disgraces, not just somebody who doesn't do it, somebody who mocks netilas yadayim, that mitzvah. Why, out of all those mitzvahs, we're makadish ourselves before we eat. There's a lot of symbolism to netilas yadayim. Maybe it shows the whole hashkafas ha'olam of a Jew, that we take the physical world and we sanctify it, and somebody mocks that. No, what do you mean? This is Gashmias. You know, there's Ruchnis and there's Gashmias. This is Gashmias. So maybe that's the Zilzel. So that's Mezalzel B'Tfilas Yadayim, even though it's a Dinder Rabbanan. B'Tfilas Yadayim, number one. Number two, V'Hamesaper Achamitasa Shal Talmidei Chachamim. That's the connection to our Gemara. If somebody talks about a Talmid Chacham after they die, and V'Hamekes Daito Klapei Mala, and if somebody who acts brazenly and presumptuously to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Klapei Mala. Right, the Kesef Mishnah writes on the Rambam that discusses all of these in Hilchos Talmud Torah. That's where this would be. The Rambam talks about Kavod Morim. This would be either in Mada or Hilchos Mamrim. So the Rambam puts it right here in Hilchos Talmud Torah. The Kesef Mishnah writes that this doesn't mean just, like I just mentioned, it doesn't mean just that somebody doesn't do it. It doesn't mean Avar. It means Mizalzel. The If you're mafakpek in their words, that's different than just not doing. Lefichach, av bishah over eino chayev alamakas mardus hamafakpek or mezalzel chayev nidui. And the Rambam goes through the 24 that one is menadeh. He puts together many different sources. What are they? Hamavazes achachem afilu achar moso. That's number two on our list. Hamavazes shliach bezdin. Hakori lachaveru eved. Hamizalzel b'davar echad midivrei sofrim. Vein tzarech lomar midivrei Torah. If I don't do a mitzvah and I mock a mitzvah, that's chayiv nidui. Mishal kibul asadim. Mishal yesh b'rshus davar hamazik. Right, if somebody has a davar hamazik, a kelav ra, or a sulam ru'u, if somebody has something dangerous and they don't do anything about it, many different others, hamachalo yantav sheni shel galias, feel free to look in Hilchas Talmud Torah, Perek Vav, Halacha Yudala. The Rambam lists off all of them. Hamach shel esa iver. Interesting. Somebody violates lifnei iver. Hamaakev es harabim lasos mitzvah. The Rambam puts together with his brilliance all of the sources from many different gemaras. But there's no specific list of the 24 altogether that we have in the Mishnah, but the Rambam puts them all together. So, these are the three that we have in our Gemara. If somebody's mezalzel on the Tilos Yadayim, somebody's besaper after Talmidei Chachamim, and somebody was megas klape mala. If you want a me'iri on our Gemara, it's always good to look in the me'iri on these Musar type and Hashkava type Gemaras. He always puts it together and has a line about it. Says the Meiri, Kol mesaper achar mitasa shel talmidei chachamim, nofel begehenim, v'hadavar mechuar biyoser, mima shemesaper achar b'chayev. If somebody talks about a talmid chacham after they die, it's even worse than even during their lifetime. V'gedoli olam pirshu, amasabar achar mitasan, kol shkei b'chayim shemistarin b'kach. That they have more pain. Tabar chacham in right, and then he talks about tabar chacham in right lachashto, but never been advarim. The Miri always summarizes the different ashkafic points of the Gemara. And he also lists off the chavdal and mekomos, based on the Rambam. Based on the Rambam. Okay. Let's continue now. Let's go into detail about one of these or two of these. Says the Gemara, "Hamasabra achatamid mitas hashodim tamid hachamim mayhi." What does that mean? What's an example? Titznan. The Mishnah says in Maseches Idios, "Hu haya omer." Who's the who? So earlier the Mishnah had been talking about Akavya ben Mahalalel. He had been talking. So hu haya omer? Ein mashkin lo asag yores v'lo asam mushachreres. We know there's the halachas of the mei sota. We give an isha sota to drink in order to prove her innocence. So we're not mashkin, a giyores, or a mishachreres. Based on a special din, a special drasha, b'nei, Rashi quotes it, b'nei Yisrael, says, tell b'nei Yisrael in the parsha, we exclude, who's excluded? Giyores. What does a giyores mean? Rashi says a giyores means an eshes ger. A woman who marries a ger, an eshes ger, that woman does not drink from the Mesota. Or an Evan Meshuchrar, a wife of an Evan Meshuchrar, a free slave. He happened to be an Evan Kanani, and then he became a full Jew, and he marries a woman. It could be a Bas Yisrael. A Bas, according to Rashi, what does Gioris here mean? A Bas Yisrael who marries a Ger. If you look on the Rambam includes both. The Rambam also includes a Mamish Gioris, a woman who converts. So my focus, Rashi Rambam wants to include, what's included in the exclusion of B'nai Yisrael Prat Laisha's Ger. Either way, says Akavya ben Mahalalel, we are not mashkep. That woman of the halachas of Isha Sota do not apply. The Chachamim Omrim, and the Chachamim say mashkin. The Chachamim say no, we are mashkep. We'll remind ourselves of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky's thought on the Mesota in a minute. Let's just finish this first. The Chachamim Omrim mashkin. The Chachamim say no, we do. Va'amrulo, and the Chachamim said to Akavya, Maisa Bakarkimis Shivcha Mishachares B'Yushalayim. There was a story about a certain Shivcha Mishachares, V'hishku Ashmai V'Avtalion. Ashmai V'Avtalion gave her, they paskin, that give her to drink. So you see that we're right, that you're mashkin Gioris. Va'amrulo, and Akavya Malala answers them with the unbelievable line, you can't bring me any riyas from Akavya, from Ashmai V'Avtalion. Why? Dugma Hishkuha. As an example, they were mashke. What does that mean? Akavya says, according to the first version of the Gemara, Shmai and Avtalion were either gerim themselves or they came from gerim. So you can't bring a raya that they allowed and they said, oh, you're giving Gioris. Of course they're going to paskin that way. They came from gerim. They're going to want to prove that gerim have the same halacha as Jews. There's no difference between non-Jews. They're biased in their view of the halacha, and therefore you can't bring rayas from what they paskind. Wow. And because of that mentality, because of that comment, that he did not believe in the objectivity of the Baalei HaMasora, v'nidua, they put him in cherim. Umeis v'niduyo, and he died in his nidui when he was still in cherim, v'saklu bezin asarono, and bezdin stoned his meat to his aron even after he died, which one does when one is in cherim. We're going to have in a minute that there's going to be someone who argues that it couldn't have been Akavya, but this, at least the message of the Gemara, Rav Shechter talks about this in his Shiurim on Torah Shebal Peh. Rav Shechter writes, one of our beliefs about the Baalei HaMasora is that we have to believe that they are objective. They're objective in how they research the halacha. And we can't say, oh, it's because they believe in this that they're influenced. Obviously, every posek is posek are computers. They're influenced by their background, by their derech halimud, by various elements in their hashkafa. But we believe that ultimately they are objective in terms of their research, and they come out to an answer. Not because they are influenced. In this context, Rav Shechter quotes the story of the Ksav Sofer, that the Ksav Sofer, Ksav Sofer's father, whenever he had tshuvas, he wrote a tshuva, he left it on the base medrash table, and the Ksav Sofer always mailed the tshuva after the Ksav Sofer left it there. And one time there was a tshuva the Ksav Sofer left there for 3 days, and it wasn't mailed yet. And he goes over to his son, he says, what's the problem? He says, Abba Mari Varabi. He says, I read the tshuva and I see some of the rayas. The rayas aren't so mukhrach. The rayas, you know, they're not so strong. Chassam Sofer tells him. No, you don't understand. The answer is the answer. That's the answer. The Rais are just smuchin. Rais are smuchin, they're sniffim. But the answer is the answer. What does that mean? So one might misinterpret that story and say, well, the Chasam Sofer wanted to say a certain answer, and he gave the answer, even without looking. So the answer is chas v'shalom. There are certain individuals throughout every generation that the Baalei HaMesorah that have a certain, they're so connected to the Torah that they understand what the Torah would say about something even before looking in. Like Rav Shechter quotes Rav Soloveitchik. Rav Soloveitchik said in his hesped for his uncle, the Griz, that Torah Sivalana Moshe Morasha Akilas Yaakov, Al Tikri Morasha Elam Orasa. So, like, and the Gemara says, every Jew has Erisin to the Torah. Every Jew is married to the Torah, Erisin. But the Soloveitchik said about his uncle the Griz that there are some Yehudei Skula in every generation, Baalei HaMesorah, that have Nisuin to the Torah. And not just Erisin, but Nisuin. What does Nisuin mean? Nisuin means that I know what my wife would want sometimes, even before she asks. I'm so connected to her on such a deep level, so that I know what she would appreciate. Even before she asks. So sometimes some Baalei HaMesorah, not most of us, but most of us not, right? 99% of us not, but one or two or three at every generation, they have Nisuin to the Torah. So they can know what the Torah would say even before looking in. And that was the Chasam Sofer. So, says Rav Shechter, that does not go against the principle that we're saying here. They're objective because they've gone through, they live Shas. Like Rav Moshe writes in his Akdama to the Igros Moshe. He says, a posse goes through, Be'yiras Shemayim, Be'ema, Uve'yiras Chait, all of the Shas and Poskim, and then they come up with an answer. Being objective. But that's one of the elements that we believe about our true Baalei HaMesorah. And Rachman al-Islan, if somebody doesn't do this, then Memela, they're not one of the Baalei HaMesorah. Somebody has to be objective. But we believe that there is objectivity. We did mention, note this, you can learn this, have to see this Gemara in light of a Gemara that we spoke about already on Daf Dalet, where we noted that there is one context in Halacha where we are weighted to try to be Mekel and try to be Metaher, and that's the Sugya Matari Shalabaila. That was the note of Yehuda's Diyuk on Daf Dalet and Aleph, where David HaMelech says, my hands are full of Shvir and Shilya, while I could de Latari Shalabaila. That was the diyak. It wasn't kedei to see what the halacha is. No, that's the only area in halacha where we dafka latari shalabaila, where we go in weighted on the tzad of heter, of tara. But either way, this is one of the beliefs that we have, and this is the important sugya that we learn out from this Mishnah in Maseches Idios. But the first day of the Gemara is that it was Akavim and Mahalalel who violated this. We continue, says the Gemara, what's the second one on the list? On our list, it was really the first time. Mezalzel, but Atilas Yadayim, Mahi. Someone who's Mezalzel in Matilas Yadayim. So Mahi, Titzan. The Mishnah there continues and says, Amar Yehuda, Chas V'Shalom, She'akav Yemen Malal on Misnada. How could you say that? One of the great Tanoim, Akav Yemen Malalel. You know him from Pirkei Avos. Would he be quoted in Pirkei Avos if this happened to him? Kavi ben Malalel. So no, he wasn't Isnad. There must have been somebody else. She'ein Azara nin Eles al kol adam bi Yisrael. Bechachma uvetara ubiyeres chait. Kavi ben Malalel. When the Azara, when they closed the doors of the Azara, when Am Yisrael was there, right, there wasn't anybody greater there. He was the greatest one in the whole Azara. So how could you say that he was Nisnadeh? Chas v'shalom. Eles, me neither, was somebody else. It was Es Elazar ben Chanoch. Who's this Tana? Not as famous of a Tana. Shepikpik v'nezilas yanayim. You got the who and the what wrong. Rabbi Yehuda says, the who was wrong, it was Elazar ben Chanoch, and it was the what. Story was wrong. He was mefakpik v'nezilas yanayim. Ukishemes, sholchu bezdim inichu evan gadol al arono. And when he died, Bezdin put an evan on his aron l'lametcha to teach me shkala misnadev. Meis b'niduyo, Bezdin soklin es arono. Bezdin is sokel his Aaron. Good, so that was number two. So that was the second example given for someone who is one of the 24 who is Nisnada al-Kavad Arav. And number three, Hamegaz Daita Klapi Mala, who is that? Mahi? That's Titzan, the story that we know. Shalach Loshem Meshetach, the story of Mesechas Tainis, Andaf Yates, where we know it didn't rain, and Choni, who was not Hama'agel yet, Choni goes out and draws a circle and says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that, you know, I'm not leaving this circle until it starts raining. And a couple of drops start coming. And then he says, that's not what I asked for. That's not the kind of rain I asked for. And all of a sudden a marble starts. And Choni again says, that's again not what I asked for. I didn't ask for this. This is not a Geshem Shel Bracha. And therefore, finally, the rain starts coming down in a beautiful, nice, soft way that is a bracha to everybody. And the language is, Lo kach sha'alti, ela gishmei ratzon bracha nedava, yardu ketikran, ashiyatul Yishalayim, Yishalayim, ashiyatul Yishalayim, until enough came out. And then Choni says, it's enough, I don't need any more. So that's what he said. So how could somebody talk that way? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No, this is not what I asked for. I need more. I need less. It's like bargaining. What's he doing? So, Ditzran, Shalach lo Shimon ben Shetach, Lachoni HaMa'agel. Shimon ben Shetach sends to Choni, the one who drew the circle. HaMa'agel. Tzarech atol his nados. You deserve to be put in Cherem. You divert, right? Because he was Megas Daito Klapei Mala. He acted brazenly in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How did he, could he talk that way? Right, he drew the circle. He basically dared HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ilmale Chodiata, had you not been Choni, goes Rani, Alecha Nidui. Right, I have to be goes Nidui. Ilmale said, well, what could I do? Shatam Mischate Lefei HaMakom, Vosel Lecha Ritzon Cha, Kebetcha Mischate Lefei Aviv. Right, you're close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're like a son, like a little Shovavnik, somebody who like is a little naughty. Right, who has a little more flexibility in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Voselo Ritzono, HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to you, and therefore there's nothing I can do. Right, you did, but anybody else who would do such a thing would deserve it. So that's an example of Megas Daito. V'alecha HaKasiv Alner, about you. The Pasuk says, Yisbach Avicha V'yimecha V'sfalgel Yuladetecha. Good, so those are the three that are brought in our Gemara. Says the Gemara now, V'sulecha. Right, there's no other example given that you could think of that he couldn't find, right? If you remember, Rav Shimon Levi said there are 24 Makomos. Rav Blazer says, where? He says, go find them. These are the three that he found. Vesuleka, why didn't he find the following? V'yayika detari Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says in a brisa, Todos ish Romi, hinig is bnei Romi, lahachilan gediyim mekulasin, b'la psachim. Todos, the man from Rome. He told everybody, and he was supported the minhag of eating gediyim mekulasin. What does that mean? Whole gediyim. On the night of Pesach, whole gediyim that were roasted, gediyim mekulasim, Rashi tseluyim kishehem shleimim v'tolan kareim in Rome. Zecher to what? Zecher to the Karem Pesach. How did he do this? Isn't this like a zilzul? It's ki'ilu hikriv, giving the impression of ki'ilu hikriv Karem Pesach b'chutz. How can you do this? This is why even the Shulchan Aruch discusses that even Bizman Azeh is an issue of having roasted meat. Bizman Azeh, the Mishnah Berurah discusses, does that apply to chicken? V'chulu says the, so that's another example. So Shalach Lei Shimon Shetach, and Shimon Shetach said to him too, Il Mali Todus Ata, were you not Todus, goes Rani Alecha Nidui, Shetach Machlos, Kisol Kasha Bachutz. Right, so gives a terrible impression. So isn't that another example? So why didn't Rebbe Lazar say that example? But Mishnah Seinu Kamrinan, V'habrai Sehi. No, he's looking for 24 in a Mishnah. Said Mishnah Seinu, and this is a brisa. That's why he didn't mention that one. There's another one in the Mishnah. What do you mean? Vahayika. There is another one. Haditzdan, the Mishnah says in Maseches, Kalim. It's also quoted in Idios. Haditzdan, Chatru Chulios. If somebody has an oven, and they made it, like basically out of a barrel, and in between the sections, they put sand. So is that a barrel that is Tamir Tar? Rebbe Eliezer Mitayer. Rebbe Eliezer says it's Tar. That's not a serious barrel, so it's still Tar. That is the Tanur, the famous oven of Achnoi. What is Achnoi? My Achnoi. Omer Vidom Shmuel Milamed She Kifu Halachas Kachnoi Zevetimu. This is the famous Machlokas between Rebbe Eliezer and the Chachamim in Bar Mitzvah and Daf Nun Tes, where the Chachamim argued with Rebbe Eliezer, and they said it's Tameh, and they surrounded him. Hikivu b'halachos, like a snake that's surrounding somebody. They surrounded Vitimu, and they were Matamiyat. Vitanya, and what does it say there in the Brisa? Oso Hayom, Heviu called Taurus Shatir Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer was outvoted, so they brought all the Taurus that Rebbe Eliezer had been Matai, Vitsirvim, and they burned them to prove that he was wrong, because they all tameh v'serfim lefanav ulubasov berchu and lubasov at the end of the day berchu, they put him in cherim. So you see another example. So the Gemara says afilu hachi nidu b'masis lo tanan. No, even though that machlokas is in a Mishnah, that nidui is not in the Mishnah. The fact that they excommunicated it was not in the Mishnah, and therefore that was again not mentioned. Good. Well, there's what to talk about here. Let's just finish the two dots. Ela b'chafta on makom was hecha b'shkachlus. So where are the 24 places in the Mishnah? So Rabbi Shua ben Levi medame milsel mil. So Rabbi Shua ben Levi compared one thing to another thing based on cases of the Mishnah. Rabbi Lozal medame milsel mil. So that's why he couldn't find other cases. Good. A number of points to talk about. First of all, amazing. In Yonad Yoma, where we, as we know in the summer, we're giving the daf one day earlier, later this week, and next week we get back to Eretz Yisrael, we'll be giving it the day of again. But, unbelievable hashkacha. Today is the second day of a Rosh Chodesh. Today is Aleph Elul. And if you look in that Gemara, in B'Metzion Daf Nun Tes, we have the story of Tanur Shel Achnoi, and the machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan. And that's the story where Rabbi Elazar says, if I'm right, the tree is going to prove me right, and the tree gets uprooted. And they say, don't bring rice from trees. And the water is going to prove me right, and the water goes upstream. And the walls of the base medrash are going to prove me right, and the walls start caving in. And then he says, Shemayim is going to prove me right, and Abasco goes out and says that the halach is like Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Yeshua stands up and says, lo b'shamayim. And then they finally put him in Chayrim, and they burn all of the Taurus. And what happens? The end of the story is not as famous. But that has to do with a two-day Rosh Chodesh. Unbelievable. What does it say? That Rabbi Elazar's wife never let him say Tachnun. What does that mean? Never let him say Tachnun? Maybe never let him say Tachnun right after Shemona Esrei without being mafsik? Because the power of Tachnun is so strong. So she knew that if he would say Tachnun, so then something's going to happen to some of the other rabbis there. Because Rabbi Elazar, maybe they went, why? If they were in the right, maybe they went a little overboard, maybe they didn't do exactly what they were supposed to do, so she always made sure that he didn't say Tachlun. But one time, the Gemara has two suggestions. Either an Ani came to the door, or it was a one-day Rosh Chodesh, and she thought it was a two-day Rosh Chodesh. So she thought there was no Tachrin that day. But really, there was Tachrin that day. And what happened? Ichlif, hahu yom reish yarchahave, v'ichlif la bein malei l'chaser. Right? That's the example. And she runs into the room, and she sees he's saying Tachrin. Amrle, she says to him, kum katlis la'achi, you've killed my brother. Right? In fact, they get a message 2 minutes later that Rabbi Gamliel has died. Right, so that's the right 2 days. It's in Yonad Yoma. 2 days Rosh Chodesh, 1 day Rosh Chodesh. The end of that story. Amazing. Anyway, but there's one other point to talk about that Gemara. Even though it only comes up tangentially here, why are we allowed to talk about it? Because Rabbeinu Nissim Gon, right here on our Gemara, talks about it. Rabbeinu Nissim Gon talks about the question that Tosfos asks there in Bamitzia. And that is, why did Rabbi Yeshua scream out over there? Lo b'shamayim hi. We don't paskin like baskols. Tosfos said, so why do we paskin like the baskol in Erev and Daf Yud Gimel? Right, Erev and Yud Gimel, the Machlokas B'Shabbes Hillel, the Baskol says, Elu ve'elu divri elokim chayim, but the halacha is like Beis Hillel. Why do we paskin like that Baskol, even though we don't paskin like this Baskol? Why don't we say Lo Bashamayimi? So Tosfos there in Babatiyah gives two answers. Number one, Tosfos says, maybe that Baskol, let me just find the answer. Over here, the Baskol is going against the Rov. So you don't pass on the Baskol when it goes against the Rov. But over there, in Erevin, and Yevamis is going like the Rov. Basilo was the Rov, and that's why you follow that Baskol. Number one. Number two, the Ode, second answer, maybe that Baskol over there, Bamitsia, was not a real Baskol. That was just a Baskol that went out, Lechvod Rebelazar. Right, after all, he said a Baskol is going to prove me right. Look how embarrassing it would be if he demanded a Baskol and, you know, a Baskol didn't come out. So that's why, second answer of Tosfos, that Baskol came out, but it wasn't a real Baskol. Answer number two. Answer number three, Rabbeinu Nissim going right here. If you have it in mind, it's on Amud Beis. So it's in the continuation. On Yud Tes Amud Beis, in the middle. It says, a Baskol went out. So the first answer is Ra'isi Bo Beis Shuvas. Rabbi Nizam goes, says two answers. Ha'achas, ki Baskol lo amra shalacha kamoso bedavar zeh, el b'chomakom stamu shamra. The Baskol just said, halacha nekabozer b'chomakom. It didn't say in this place. It just said, b'chomakom, stam, ve'efshalomar ki b'chomakom zulasi zeh. They reinterpreted the Baskol. The Baskol's not a raya. Maybe this fits into Tosfos' second answer. That Baskol went out for your covet, but that doesn't prove that we have to listen. It just said, the halacha's like you usually. But maybe this is an unusual case. Number one. And number two, the second answer here is unbelievable. Vashenis, Says Rabbi Nissim, maybe the Bas Kol went out as a test to the other Rabbanan to see if they would follow the halacha of Acharam Lahatos, even though a Bas Kol went out. Wow. Vashenis, Shlo Haisa Kavana Elo Lenasos Esachachamim Im Yanichu HaKabbalah Shebiyadam VaHagamara Shebifihem Bishvil Bas Kol V'im Lav. It was to test them, similar to yesterday's Parsha, Navi Sheker. What did the Pasuk say? Ki Menasa Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu is testing you to see if you're going to listen to him. Says Rabbeinu Nissim, Gaon. That's what it says here. V'zeh Shomer Rabbi Yeshua Lo Bashamayim Hi. Klomar, Ki Toras Hashem Temima V'Kfar Nitzna lonu besinai vahodienu ki eno machlef bimena dibur echad ve'ed b'torasenu chisaron v'lo safek k'deshin it's tarech el raya min hashamayim. Wow. Just a comment for today's daf to do that, Rabbeinu Nissim go. Dayenu. Okay, so two answers in Tosas about Matzia Nuntes, two answers in Brachos, Rabbeinu Nissim go and daf Yudtes. Nuntes and Yudtes. Okay, we get back to our sugya. Whew. Okay. Says the Gemara two dots. Tana Rabbanon, Yutesman Aleph back to Brachas. In Mosiyin Samech Samach Lakriyashma. I'm sorry, no Samita Bechilufayim. So the Mishnah was speaking. The Mishnah at the beginning of the parak on Daf Yuzayin Mabez was speaking about those who are carriers of the coffin and those who are the substitutes. No Samita Bechilufayim. Tana Rabbanon, In Mosiyin Samech Samach Lakriyashma. You're not allowed to take out the mace close to Kriyashma. Meaning if it's almost the time for Kriya Shema, you're not allowed to take out the mace. Why? Because then you're going to end up getting into issues with the Zman Kriya Shema. Right? This is based also, what does Samach mean? The Mishnah in Shabbos in the first parak also discusses certain activities that one is not allowed to be involved in Samach L'mincha. And there, we generally assume it means half an hour. Half an hour within the time. Samach L'Kriya Shema, Samach L'mincha, or whenever a mitzvah is on the horizon. This also somewhat relates to the topic of short-term, long-term view of mitzvahs. What do you mean? Why can't I go bury the mace? I'm osing b'mitzvah. No, I might have to say no. I have to think ahead when I'm thinking about doing this mitzvah. That's the sugya in Shabbos, known as ishtabe chamimei. Do I have to worry about what's going to happen in the future if I'm doing a mitzvah now? Right, the case of the Stechemed, where the Stechemed discusses if somebody, the doctor tells a person, if he fasts on Som Gedalia, he's not going to be able to fast on Yom Kippur. Should he not fast on Som Gedalia, so he'll be able to fast on Yom Kippur, which is the Oraisa, with the Inuyim, do you take into account the future based on what I'm going to do now? Or do I say no? What I have to do now, I have to do now, and I don't worry about it. Long-term, short-term view. Rav Moshe Feinstein has the tshuva in Chelek Aleph of Arachayim, where he discusses if somebody is going to be quarantined in a hospital, and everything he brings into a hospital is going to be burned when he leaves. Is he allowed to bring in his tefillin? I'm doing tefillin today. I have to wear tefillin today. So in a week from now, my tefillin is going to be burned? It's got to be burned? I don't have to worry about that. Or do I say no? You can't wear tefillin because if you bring tefillin in now, it's going to be burned in a week. Right, so all of these relate to the sugya. Again, many more sources. We've had a Daf Be'in shiur about this. Short-term, long-term views. This relates a little bit to it. It's not the same exact thing, but relates a little bit to it. Even though you have a mitzvah of Kruas HaMeser in front of you, you have to delay it in order not to get involved in Kriyashma issues. So Amos is the base of Kriyashma, v'mischilu in mafsikin, but once you started the mitzvah, then you don't have to stop. Any is this really true of Harav Yosef Afkua Samach LaKriyashma? Rav Yosef, they brought out Samach LaKriyashma. No, Adam Chashev Shiny. Adam Chashev Shiny, they have, Adam Chashev has different halachas. Shalafne Amidav Shalach Ramita, Tan Rabbanan. Ha'oskin behespid. Those who are being osik in the hespid, bismansha, mace mutal lefneim. When the mace is there, nishmada nechadecha v'karin, they go out one by one and say kriyashma, eina mace mutal lefneim. If the mace is not there, hein yoshim v'karin, v'u yoshim v'domeim. If the mace is not there, so then hein, the other people there can't say kriyashma, v'hu, and the other yoshim v'domeim, or the onein, sits there and doesn't do anything. V'heim omim v'spalim, v'hu omidu matzik olav azadin. The other is Kedavin, if the mace is not there, and the Avel, or the Oni, is Masik Vidin Ba'omer. And he says, Ribon Ha'olamim, Harbei Chatasi Lefanecha, V'lo Nefrat Mimeni Echa Mini Elef, Ha'kadosh Baruch Hu, there's so much more than I deserve. Yehi Ratzon Lefanecha, Hashem Elokeinu, Shetigdor Pirtos Seinu, U'Pirtos Kolam Chabeis Yisrael Barachamim. Please close up our Pirtos. That's what the first opinion says. Amar Abaya, Lomi Boile, Linish Lomim Rahachi. No. That's not called Tzidek Adin. That's not what we say for Tzidek Adin. We just matzik the din that Hashem, you are just. But what did this person say? I deserve a lot more? No, you can't say that. Right? Right? The line that comes up a few times in Shas. Don't open your mouth to the Satan. Don't say something. Right? When you concretize something in Dibur, it makes it much worse. Right? Like we had on the last daf. What did we say on the last daf? That upstairs in Shamayim, they didn't stop acting based on it. Those ruchos in the cemetery, even though a person acted based on it, that wasn't enough. Once he told somebody, once he concretized it in Dibur, boom, then they said it's known in the world. So here too, once you say it, al yiftach es piv l'satan, v'amar rav yosi maikra, shnemar, kima kistom hayinu, right? The pasuk says, we were like stone, hayinu, maida hadaluhu navi, and what does the navi answer? Shimu dvar Hashem kitsine stone. You say it, you become that, right? You create your own reality. So that's why one shouldn't say it. Fine, cover us a mace v'chad. We should never say a bad thing. It's also that we mentioned about dreams, never to concretize a dream. Cover us a mace v'chazru v'chulu. Once they go back v'chazru and they return to the line. Zim yichol mahaskav v'ligamaris kula in. If they could finish kriyashma before they get there, fine. Avol perak echad o pasuk echad lo. But not one perak or one pasuk. For aminu, what do you mean? Cover us a mace v'chazru. Im yichol mahaskav v'ligamar filu perak echad o pasuk echad. Even one parak or one pasuk. So achanami kamar. That's what I meant to say. Im yichol mahaskav v'ligamar filu perak echad or filu pasuk echad. Actually, gila shur yaschil v'mav lo yaschil. Right. This also goes on the list of what about the rishonim that say that the mitzvah of kriyashma is longer than one parak, longer than one pasuk. What does the Rambam do with this? Who says all three? That's an important discussion. How he learns this gemara. Rabbeinu Yoni here notes that he quotes, doesn't quote it explicitly, but he's really quoting the Rambam. He says that nichum avelum is a mitzvah d'rabbanan, part of the general d'oraisa of the ahavta l'reacha kamocha. He's not quoting it explicitly, but that's the Rambam in Hilchos Avel Perek Yudalid, where the Rambam says that there are many mitzvahs d'rabbanan that we know of, and they are all part of the larger world of v'yatzal recha kavocha. Mitzvahs asei shel devrehem, levaker cholim, ulenachem avelim, ulahotzi hames. So mitzvahs asei d'rabbanan, to visit the sick, to be menachem avelim, lahotzi hames, lahachnas akala, ulolavos archim, to accompany guests, v'lasob chotzarachi ha-kvura, to be involved in all elements of kvura, l'samechas and akala. All of these are gemilas chesed shebegufo she'in lahem shir, and even though they're all derabanan, they are bechlal v'yahavta l'reacha kamocha. Their chiyuv mitzvah is derabanan, their chovas gavra, but their kiyum is a kiyum da'oraisa of v'yahavta l'reacha kamocha. And then the Rambam has the important line of what's the greatest one out of all of these? Levayas archim schar livui merube menakol. Right, based on the sugyas of Egla Arufa. Important, not for now. We continue. Ha'om de mashura v'chulu tana rabbanon shura. What does it mean? Those who are standing in the shura. So the Mishnah had said, those who are standing in the shura, the inner ones are patur, the outer ones are chayev. That's what the Mishnah said. So now the Gemara is a little more exact. Tana rabbanon shura haroa pinima ptura. The row that sees the inner row. Rashi seems to say it means the two inner rows are patur, because their faces can still see the avel in between the shoulders of the person in front of them. So the two inner rows are patur. V'she'ena ro p'nei mechayev, the outer ones are chayev. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, haba'im machmas ha'avel paturin. Those who came for the avel, they're patur. Machmas atzman nechayev. But machmas atzman nechayev. What does that mean? Fascinating. Machmas atzman. Rashi means, why did you come to the Levaya? Because you really wanted to do the mitzvah, or because you wanted to see what the hak was? What's going on? Right? The natural curiosity. You see a whole big crowd? Oh, what's going on? What is this? Right? So that's what we try to do. In many times in life, we just have a natural curiosity. So says the Gemara, if Rabbi Huda says that if somebody just came stam for their own curiosity, not l'kaveda avel, so that's the unkeda p'tur, that's not called the mitzvah. And therefore, chayavin, you are chayav in kriyishma. We mentioned a couple of years ago a thought from Rav Pinkus. Sometimes we have to control our natural curiosity just to know what's going on and to see what's going on. We pass a window. If it's somebody's house, you're not allowed to look inside the window. We want to see. No, you got to walk straight. Right? Natural curiosity. We have to control ourselves. Okay. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav. Here it is. Next sugya. Sugya of Kavod Abrius. Brachas Daf Yitas. Going on to Brachas Daf Chaf. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav. Hamotzi kilayim bebigdo poshen afilu bashuk. If somebody finds kilayim on their beged, they have to take it off even in the marketplace, which might be somewhat embarrassing. My time, why? Ein chachma vein tzvuna vein etzel v'neged Hashem. There is no wisdom or excuses in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? Come up, I'm Yishvil Hashem, in Chalk and Kavel Rav. Statement that comes up here, and as you see, three other places in Shas, wherever there's Chil Hashem involved, there's no even Kavod HaRav. Meaning, you just, because there's Kavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That comes before Kavod HaRav. So that's why there's Chil Hashem here. It's Chil Hashem when I'm wearing Kilayim. And therefore, we're not Chole Kavod. We don't believe in Kavod HaBrius. You just have to believe in Kavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll get back to that. Let's just do a little more, and then we will see. As we're about to see, we're about to quote a lot of different sources, and ultimately the maskan is going to be that for Durabanans, we can have Kavod HaBrius, we can be Doche, but for the Araises, we cannot. That will be the Maskana, but we're going to get to that through a couple of questions. Meisveh, and there's a lot to talk about in the Rishonim. We'll see what we have time for. Meisveh, he says the Gemara, Kavras HaMeis V'Chazru. The first on the list relates to Kfuras HaMeis. Kavras HaMeis V'Chazru, they're on their way back from Kfuras HaMeis, Vilafneim, Beis Drachim, and there are two ways to get back. Achas Torah V'Achas Tameo, one is Tahar outside the cemetery, and one is Tameo, one is in the cemetery. Ba b'tahora, b'anima b'tahora. If the Avel is going back in the Tahar path, so you go with him on the Tahar path. Ba b'tameo, b'anima b'tameo, mishum kvoto. Ba b'tameo, then you go with him on the Tamei path, mishum kvoto. Amai, ask the Gemara why, meaning, let's say there's a Kohen in the group. Leimein chavei tuol, negad Hashem, how can he be Matami himself? Right, for Kavod HaBrius, right, so how could he be Bitami himself? So Tergum Rabbi Yamba, but based on Pras Durabanan, we're only talking about a case where the Tuma is Durabanan, based on Pras. We discussed this at length at the end of Maseches Nida, those who are still with us. Beis HaPras Durabanan. There are various examples of Beis HaPras. One of them is, Rashi quotes here, a Beis HaPras is, there is a Safek Kever in the Beis HaPras, and the Beis HaPras was plowed over. So we're not even sure if the Kever was there anymore, or if there's still the size of a size of a part of the body that would be Metame. So Damar Yudam Shmuel, Menafeach Adam Beis HaPras Beholech. A person could blow, he could look on the floor and blow in the Beis HaPras to make sure that he does not come in contact with any part of a body, and in that way he won't be Matame. Vam Rav Yudah Bar Ashi Mishmei Derav Beis HaPras Sher Nidosh Tor, a Beis HaPras that was plowed over, and therefore you're pretty sure that there is no part of a body that can be Matame. You was Tor, because again it's all a suffix Durabanan, and therefore in these contexts you don't have to be worried about it even on a Durabanan level. So context number one, isn't there a Kavod HaBrius, isn't there an Isser of Tumah L'Kohanim? Answer, we're talking about a Durabanan context. Number two, Tashma, Damar Blazer Bar Sadaf. Midalgin Hayinu Agabe Aronos Shel Basin L'Gras Malachi Yisrael. We used to jump over the Aronos, jump over the graves, to go meet Malchei Yisrael. V'lolik res Malchei Yisrael bilvad amru, elafilu res Malchei Akum. Not only Jewish kings, even non-Jewish kings. This is the second time we have this in this Masechta. We had it on Daftes. Shem Yizkeh, because if we're Zoche, lost the love to see, Yafchid, but Malchei Yisrael, Malchei Akum. We'll see what real covet means in the Olam HaEmes. V'yamai, again, why are we allowed to jump over? Lema, in chakwame tudame neitzel, and egad Hashem, why are they allowed to jump over? So the answer is, kid the Rava, again, like Rava says, Dama Rava, Dvar Torah, Rashi says, Halacha Moshe B'Zinai. The Oraisa, Ohel, Kol Sheishbo, Chalal Tefach, Chotzis Bepnei HaTumah. If there is an Ohel with the airspace of a Tefach, and I go over it, then I don't become Tumah. Because that Ohel is Chotzis, prevents the Tumah from going up. V'she'ein bo Chalal Tefach, if there is no airspace of a Tefach, ain't no Chotzis Bepnei HaTumah. There is no, is not Chotzis, and it goes all the way up, Tumah Bokas Ve'ola Alarakia. V'rov Aronos, Yesh Bohen Chalal Tefach. And most Aronos have that airspace. So on a Daraisa level, jumping over the Aron, right, in those times, did not make the person Tamei Daraisa. The Gazra, Al Sheyesh Bohem, Yishem Sheyeh Bohem. And the Rabbanan goes there, that you're not allowed to do a Durabanan. Umshem Kvod Malachim, Lo Gazra Burabanan. And again, because of Kvod Malachim, they weren't goes there. The answer is, it's a Durabanan. And Mishem Durabanan, Kvod HaBrius is Doche, and it's a Durabanan. Number two. Number three. Tashma. Gadol Kavod HaBrius. You know what? Let's stop there for a minute. Before that. A lot to talk about. You know what? Maybe, okay, one more. We'll do... No, there's a lot to talk about the next one also. Let's stop here for a second and note. There's a famous machlokas between the Rambam and the Rush. If not, we'll make it famous right now. How do you understand this Gemara of Hamotzi Kilayim Bebigdo? You find Kilayim. Are we talking about the person himself? Or are we talking about somebody else? If I see somebody wearing Kilayim, do I have to rip it off them in the shuk? The Rambam says we're talking about Beged Chavero here. The Rambam in Hilchos Kilayim. In Yud Chav Tes, the Rambam says, if you see your friend, meaning even a shogeg of a Doraisa, says the Rambam. And if you look in the Rosh, the Rosh argues that it's not in Siman Yud Beis. One doesn't have to be poshi beged chavero. The Shulchan Aruch close machlokas bechaber in the Rama and Yeridei and Siman Shin Gimel in halachas of kilai begadim. That's the machlokas between the machaber and the Rama, the machlokas between the Rambam and the Rosh. Rabbi Kivi Eger and Etshuva and Siman Ches. Again, another famous machlokas between Rabbi Kivi Eger and the Nesivus. Rabbi Kivi Eger says this type of case of kilayim, this isn't shogeg. This is what's called misasik. A person doesn't even know that he's involved in the Avera. There's a major discussion in the Achronim. Is Misasek? If somebody's involved in Avera, they don't realize it. So they're obviously Pater. Are they violating? Did they do a Maisa Avera, but they have a Pater Onshin? Or is it not even a Maisa Avera? You didn't do it. You didn't even do it. That's not called a Shogeg. You did an Avera. You didn't know it was Shabbos. That's a Shogeg. But here, you don't even know you're involved in a Maisa of Shanis. It's Misasek. Do you say it's even more? So the Nesivus holds that Misasik isn't even a Maisa Avera. Isn't even a Maisa Avera. Context where he discusses this is if somebody has chametz in their house on Pesach. They don't ever realize they have chametz in their house. How do you ever violate by your Rabbi Yimatzeh? So Rabbi Kivi Eger quotes the Nesivus and he says, I argue, I think Misasik is a Maisa Avera with a Patur Onshin. How do you know that? From this Gemara, the Rambam. Hamotzi Kilayim Bebigdo. He's Misasik. What are you rushing to rip off his clothing for? What are you doing? So it must be that it is a Maisa Avera with a Patur Onshin. Because if it wasn't even a Maisa Avera, you wouldn't have to do this. That is Rabbi Kivi Eger's rise. Unless you say, this is the intellectual honesty of Rabbi Kivi Eger, the Gemara says this is an exception to the rule by Misasik. The Gemara says Misasik, but Chalavim V'Arayas is Chayiv. If somebody eats treif and they don't realize it, or they're Megal Arayas, they don't realize it, then they're Chayiv, even though it's Misasik. Why? Shekein Nehene. If you get physical pleasure, that takes the place of Kavana. So here too, maybe Kilayim, you're getting anah from the clothing. So maybe that's like Shekein Nehene. He has that as a suffix. Good. Other examples we have this. Again, it's a huge discussion. The poskim, I forgot to bring it. The poskim discuss, just to mention it quickly, the Ramah writes in Yeridea. If there is a Kohen sleeping in a house, and there is a mace in the house, you have to wake up the Kohen to tell him to get out of the house. What if he's not sleeping? What if he's awake? What if he's awake? What if he's not wearing anything? Do you wait till he gets dressed and then tell him? Do you have to tell him? Not the Ramah discusses that in Yeridea. Again, this is part of the sugya of if you don't know anything, do you have to like wake him up? Do you have to? Could you wait at least till after he gets dressed? That's in Yeridea. It's in Shemayim Beis and in Hilchos Tumas Kohanim is discussed in the Shulchan Aruch. Again, this is a huge topic of Kavod Abrius, many different examples, and hopefully we'll be able to come back to it at some point as well. Let's continue though. Now, for two more minutes. Tashma. Godol Kavod Abrius, Daf Yutes and Daf Chaf and Brachas. I mean, you could spend hours on every Daf and Brachas. But Yutes and tomorrow's Daf Chaf, hours and hours. Okay, Tashma, Godol Kavod Abrius, Docha es Losa Shishim Torah. Chazal tell us that Godol Kavod Abrius is Docha, a Losa say in the Torah. That sounds like it's Zaraisa. The Amai, Lay me Tuna in Chachma, me Tuna in Eitha Negar Hashem. Aye, what about our principle? How can you say, I thought Kavod Abrius was only Docha Drabanans, not Zaraisas. This says Docha Losa Sei Shabbat Torah. Answer, no. Tirgama Rav Bar Shva Kamed Rav Kahana B'lav De Lo Sasur. We're talking about the love of Lo Sasur. The mitzvah of listening to the Rabbanon. So that's what Kavod Abrius says Docha. So Achicha, they laughed about it. What do you mean? Lav De Lo Sasur Daraisu. That's also Daraisa. Lo Sasur is in this week's Parsha. Parsha Shoftim. Right? So that's also Daraisa. So Amar Rav Kahana Gav Rav Amar Milsal Tachicha Olei. Excuse me. A great rabbi said something, don't laugh at him. If you don't understand it, don't laugh at him. Call me li drabanan as machino alav de lo sasser. Umishim kvoda shara rabbanan. What he meant by lo sasser was to say that all isri drabanan, they're nismach, there's an asmachta, they're related to lo sasser. So it's drabanan. Umishim kvoda shara rabbanan. And because of kvoda shara rabbanan, meaning it's not daraisa, it's drabanan. So it still is Rabbanan, and that's what the line meant, that Kavod Abrius is only Doched Rabbanans, not Doraisa. So what's Lo Sasur? Maybe Lo Sasur is listening to the Bezen HaGadol. Maybe. Maybe the Sanhedrin HaGdola, but other than that, not. This line of the Gemara is one of the Ramban's major rayas against the Rambam. Again, in the famous Machlokas, the Rambam holds that every Drabanan is really Doraisa. Every time you violate this Drabanan, the Rambam says in two places, at least, Inilchos Mamre Men and Sefer HaMitzvos, that if I violate an Isad Rabbanan, I also violate Lo Sasser. Says the Rabban, how do you ever have the principle of Safek Drabbanan Lakula then? If every Drabbanan is a Daraisa. And one of the rayas that the Rabban marshals is from right here. The Gemara seems to say explicitly that it's Drabbanan. The Rabban is Mechalek, that it's only Drabbanan. It's not a violation of Lo Sasser. So most of the Achronim answer, the Meshach Chachma, and the Ramban himself alludes to this a little bit here of Salvation. The Rishuma Shiurim here mentions the answer that many give is the Meshach Chachma, the sixth parasha also. In Yonah Diyoma, parasha Shoftim, Lo Sasser. The Meshach Chachma says that the Ramban doesn't say every Drabbanan is a Daraisa. Every Vaday Drabbanan is a Daraisa. But if it's only Savik Drabbanan, it's built in that you can be Mekel. Why? Because the Meshach Chachma says the only time that it's a violation of Lo Sasser is if one does it bemered. One does it as rebellious against the Rabbanan. But if somebody's doing it out Safik, you're not sure. So it's built in that one is allowed to be Mekel in that case. Again, that's a big topic. But that's the Meshach Chachma on this week's Parsha. Okay, we'll have to stop here. B'ed Hashem, we will continue, B'ed Hashem, with Brachas Davcha B'ed Hashem tomorrow. Again, today's shiur was sponsored by Zecher Nesham B'Nachem Yitzchak Olinsky, whose yard site is today on Aleph Elul. And we thank again the Olinsky family for their sponsorship for the shiurim for Av and Elul. Agun Chodesh to all, even though this is tomorrow's daf.